All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
Once the House floor votes it out, then it triggers a number of things. Our House counsel can go litigate in court.
Court.
But we also have inherent contempt powers.
Yes.
That courts have upheld for us to take immediate action irrespective of the courts. We can start imposing fines on that person. In the past, they had a house jail. I don't think we're going to go that far, but courts have upheld that as well.
Here's former House Judiciary Committee Council member Julian Epstein in an NPR interview explaining three scenarios that could happen if Barr is held in contempt of Congress.
Congress could refer it to the U.S. Attorney for criminal prosecution of contempt. They could use another process called inherent contempt, where they use a sergeant of arms to literally go out and arrest the Attorney General and put him in the House jail. And the more likely option is that the House would direct counsel to go to court and try to enforce the subpoena civilly.
No. Democrats are also in a race against the 2020 clock. And as Epstein noted in that same interview, the rules of subpoenas are tipped in the executive's favor. So Trump could possibly delay this motion until it's no longer relevant.
Exactly. So we have this situation where obviously the president is instructing people to become contemptuous of subpoenas. He's telling them not to testify. He's told Don McGahn not to testify. He's told Annie Donaldson not to testify. He's told Hope Hicks not to testify. You have all these court cases now. Congress trying to do civil enforcement of subpoenas or even criminal enforcement of subpoenas. That will not work. Do you know why? Who enforces the law? Barr, the Attorney General of the United States. They could go to a U.S. attorney and they could say to a U.S. attorney to go ahead and, apply the criminal statute to people in contempt of Congress, and the U.S. attorney could refuse to do it. This is why it's called a constitutional crisis, because the Constitution is not designed to have a president defy Congress in this manner and to order other people to join him in the defiance of Congress. That's why it's a crisis. That's why it's a conundrum at the very least. But you know what the cure is for this? It's called impeachment. And that is what the court is going to say, in my humble opinion. You go to the court and you say to the court, we can't get these people to testify. Trump is telling Hope Hicks not to appear. He's telling his attorney general not to appear. He's telling Wilbur Ross not to appear. And this is a separate issue. The Wilbur Ross has to do with evidence that was discovered after a man died with regard to how the citizenship question ended up on the census. This is before the Supreme Court. It was argued in April before the Supreme Court. Three judges below the Supreme Court have all said you can't put a citizenship question on the freaking census. It will force people to not participate, and you will get an undercount. And what's at stake there is about $800 billion in appropriations for various municipalities, states, districts, etc., and the maps, the congressional maps. Well, this man died, and on his hard drive, they were able to find that he was the one that was talking to Wilbur Ross, telling him, if you put the citizenship question on the census, you will be able to have a Republican majority forever. And Wilbur Ross lied when he testified to Congress that that was the reason. He lied. He literally lied to Congress. So he has to be held in contempt because he won't come back. Because now we have the evidence to use against him, right? So you have all this defiance, all of this lying to Congress. You got Junior lying to Congress. You have Barr lied to Congress. Flynn lied to Congress. McGahn, he won't show up. John Kelly's got to be called. I mean, all these, and the president's going to order all of, not order them, but he's going to tell them that he's invoked executive privilege and they can't go testify. They have to, not go. And that has to get litigated. Now, that is such a weak case. I mean, there's no claim of executive privilege that would pass muster in a court. Why? Because Trump allowed them to talk to Mueller in the first place. Not only did he allow them to talk to Mueller, but then he allowed his attorney general to release the Mueller report. So there's no claim of executive privilege that would withstand any scrutiny in a court, but to get it there, to wait for the court, and then to have the court say, well, go back and negotiate with the witness, or you do have a remedy that is something the court should not interfere in, and that's your inherent congressional right to use contempt, inherent contempt, not criminal contempt, not civil contempt. These are different courts. Inherent contempt means that the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has upheld inherent contempt, they have never held up a fine. So this is the thing about civil court, okay? If they go the civil route, civil is only for money damages. That's all you can do in a civil court. I think everybody knows that that's where you sue. It's not where you go for criminal complaints. It's not where you go for punishment by taking away somebody's liberty. The civil courts are designed for damages, money damages. Now, if they go into civil court, it's possible that the court could say, all right, we're going to fine X, you know, X amount of dollars a day for not, you know, until he or she appears. But that will also get litigated in the next highest court. And then that will have to get litigated. And then that will have to go to the Supreme Court because that has never been tested. This is what I was trying to explain to the last caller yesterday, but we ran out of time. Okay, so that's a non-starter for me. It makes no sense. Now, if you talk about criminal contempt, it's a misdemeanor to refuse to testify or produce documents. And before you can go to the criminal court, the whole Congress has to take a vote. And they have to vote on a contempt referral. And that's what's going to happen Tuesday. But here's what happens after they vote on Tuesday. The contempt referral, and it will pass the House because we have a majority, because we did do a lot of work in 2018, and we did vote for checks and balances, and we did understand that this was a criminal president. So we did give the majority to the Democrats. But the contempt referral that the whole House will vote on Tuesday, no matter how many people they put into that package, and I suspect it will be a lot of people. I think Wilbur Ross will be included. For failing to testify about the census evidence that they have now produced. Obviously, Bill Barr is on that list. I don't know if Annie Donaldson, I would assume she is, and so would be Hope Hicks. Maybe even Don McGahn. Okay? But then the contempt referral goes to the United States attorney. And the United States attorney's job would be to bring it before a grand jury, which he would have to seat, right? And I, trust me, the U.S. attorney under Bill Barr will not be allowed to convene a grand jury for action on contempt or a contempt referral coming out of Congress. So criminal contempt will not work. So we know civil contempt has never been done, and it would be challenged even after a court order, okay? It would be challenged, and it would not go into effect. We know criminal contempt won't work because the U.S. attorney will not convene a grand jury. Bill Barr will say no. All that's left is inherent contempt.